The Unfaithful Mr. Scott, Melanie Smith. Chapter 11. There was an underlying meaning in Eugene's words. He was hinting that he was getting tired of Melanie. When it was time to leave, Cedric and Stella bid goodbye to everyone at the gate. Eugene saw Melanie's car and said, "I won't send you back because I have something to do tonight." Melanie did not arrive with him anyway. She bit her lower lip and asked, "Are you going to find Viola?"
"Yeah."
Eugene lowered his head and looked at his phone. "Her period came early, so she's craving cake." Melanie said, "You really care about her?" Eugene raised his eyebrows slightly. "I wasn't bad to you either."
"Indeed."
To be fair, through all the years Melanie had been with Eugene, he had been very generous to her. Melanie nodded and did not refute. Then she greeted Cedric and drove away. When she met Viola at the office the next day, she noticed that Viola was wearing a diamond necklace. Melanie's sharp eyes instantly recognized that it was a new seasonal product from a brand that Eugene liked. During their lunch break, Melanie went to the pantry to get some water. As soon as she walked to the door, she heard voices coming from inside. Viola's soft and cute voice was particularly prominent. "Don't make fun of me anymore. It's not good if others hear about this." Moreover, Viola sounded a bit torn and distressed. If Melanie finds out, she will be very angry, right? At the mention of Melanie, the people around stopped joking. After all, Melanie always had a good reputation at Lipko. Melanie stood at the door for a while and decided to go downstairs to buy a cup of coffee. She went to work as usual in the afternoon. That was when the project department gave Melanie a report. Melanie frowned deeper the more she looked at it. Finally, she closed the document and returned it. "This report is too confusing. Please redo it." The department manager was stunned for a moment. Then he explained, "This report was given to us by the secretary's office." Viola, who was next to Melanie, paled and lowered her head. She muttered, "Melanie, I did the report." Melanie frowned and scolded her. "You're an intern, so you're not ready to do a report like." Chapter 10. She had not gone far when she heard some relatives admonishing Stella. "You shouldn't target her like that. What if she marries Eugene in the future?" Stella was fearless and said confidently, "She and Eugene can't get married." Melanie paused in her footsteps, then straightened her back and went to another corner of the living room. She went over and happened to see Eugene video, calling Viola. Eugene said in a low voice, "There's no one else. I'm the only one here." Melanie stood still and was about to turn around and leave. However, Viola had already seen Melanie and exclaimed. She said something that Melanie could not hear. Eugene looked back. His eyes were cold as he glared at her. "Were you eavesdropping on me?" Melanie's lips twitched. "I was just passing by." After she finished speaking, she turned to leave, but Eugene grabbed her wrist. Eugene stared at her with dark eyes. Melanie thought for a moment and said, "I didn't hear anything." Only then did Eugene's eyes move downward. His eyes were fixed on the bracelet on her right wrist. He frowned slightly. "Why are you still wearing it?" Melanie raised her wrist and said, "It's a habit." This was the bracelet that Eugene gave her when she was in college. It was not expensive, but Melanie always wore it. Eugene let go of her arm and said, "You should be tired of it since it's been so many years." Chapter 12. Melanie paused for a moment before she put her bag away, took off her coat, and asked calmly, "Are you here to complain on behalf of Viola?" Otherwise, Melanie could not think of any other reason for Eugene to be here. Eugene raised his eyes and asked, "Why did you come back so late?" In order to revise Viola's report, Melanie got off work half an hour later than usual. Melanie made herself a cup of tea to warm her stomach. Eugene was still looking at her. He was sitting on the sofa with his long legs stretched out. He looked so casual, as if he owned the place. Melanie said, "I worked overtime, and it was raining outside, so I came home a little later than usual." "You're unhappy with Viola?" Eugene raised his eyebrows as he stated this. Melanie took a sip of tea and instantly felt much better. She was not interested in discussing Viola with Eugene. "Isn't it enough that you're happy with her? Does it matter what I think of her?" Her tone was not very pleasant as she added, "Why are you here?" Eugene's phone, which was on the coffee table, rang. He lowered his eyes and sized up Melanie. The next second, he looked away, picked up his phone on the coffee table, and responded to the message. His eyes landed on Melanie's slim waist before he chuckled. "What do you think I'm here for?" They had a tacit understanding after so many years of being intimate. By the end of it, Eugene even carried Melanie to the bathroom to wash up. 1. However, he left a lot of marks on Melanie's body. Some of them did not fade the next day. Melanie thought that deliberately covering up would attract more attention, so she wore a simple long, sleeved shirt and high, waisted pants. She looked very smart and chic. Melanie did not notice that Eugene had accidentally given her a hickey on the side of her neck. However, others noticed it. Viola's face was glum all day long, and she stared at Melanie from time to time. During their lunch break, Melanie could hear Viola and Eugene quarreling in the president's office. Shortly after, Viola came out with red eyes and slammed the door shut. When she passed by Melanie, she paused and left in a huff. Melanie packed her things calmly because she had to meet a client in the afternoon. When Melanie came back from the client meeting, Viola's eyes were still red. Melanie guessed that it was probably because of their quarrel. However, Melanie did not care and took a document to Eugene. She handed the file and said, "I need your signature." Eugene hummed, looked at her neck with a frown, and asked, "Why didn't you cover it up? Do you want her to see it?" Melanie said, "I didn't notice." She finally knew why Viola quarreled with Eugene. He was also looking for someone to blame. Melanie offered, "I can explain it to her if necessary." Eugene paused while holding his pen and sneered. He asked calmly, "How will you explain it?" "I can tell her that I slept with someone else. It has nothing to do with you, Melanie." After hearing her words, Eugene was silent for a long time. He looked at her expressionless face, which seemed as if she really did not care who she slept with last night. Eugene poked his inner cheek with his tongue and threw the pen on the table. He asked in a mocking tone, "Do you think that I'm just some random guy?" Chapter 13. Melanie lowered her eyes. "I just don't want her to overthink it." Eugene picked up the pen, signed the document, and threw the document to Melanie without any emotion. "Okay. You can explain it to her yourself." Melanie hummed and was about to leave with the document when Eugene stopped her. "From now on, get Viola to come to me." Melanie paused in her footsteps. Eugene looked at her coldly and continued, "You don't need to come here anymore." Somehow, Eugene managed to coax Viola. When Melanie saw them the next day, Viola was smiling again. Viola held Eugene's arm and greeted Melanie without a suspicious gaze, unlike yesterday. Viola wore her emotions on her sleeve when chatting with her colleagues. They talked about relationships and teased each other. Thus, what happened between Viola and Eugene spread throughout the company. Even though Melanie was sitting there, the others still joked about her. Eugene probably assured Viola yesterday, so Viola was not as evasive as before and talked to Melanie. "Melanie, are you dating someone?" Melanie stopped clicking the mouse and looked up at her. "Did Eugene tell you?" "He didn't." Viola frowned slightly and laughed. "He said it was your private matter." "I just guessed it." Viola looked straight at Melanie because the hickey was still visible on Melanie's neck. Melanie lowered her eyes and looked at Viola calmly. Viola was clearly nervous and doubtful, as if she was afraid that she would not hear the answer she wanted. Melanie looked at her. Before Viola's smile faded, Melanie said calmly, "Yeah, I have a boyfriend." As soon as she finished speaking, the door of the president's office opened, and Eugene walked out. He looked at Melanie indifferently. However, he averted his gaze a second later. Viola smiled brightly, walked over, and held Eugene's arm affectionately. "Eugene, I guessed it right. Melanie is dating someone." Eugene lowered his head and hummed. He looked at Melanie and casually asked, "Since when?" Melanie's body stiffened, but she answered, "A few days ago." Viola took Eugene's hand and asked in a low voice, "Can Melanie bring her boyfriend to the..." Melanie paused for a moment before she put her bag away, took off her coat, and asked calmly, "Are you here to complain on behalf of Viola?" Otherwise, Melanie could not think of any other reason for Eugene to be here. Eugene raised his eyes and asked, "Why did you come back so late?" In order to revise Viola's report, Melanie got off work half an hour later than usual. Melanie made herself a cup of tea to warm her stomach. Eugene was still looking at her. He was sitting on the sofa with his long legs stretched out. He looked so casual, as if he owned the place. Melanie said, "I worked overtime, and it was raining outside, so I came home a little later than usual." "You're unhappy with Viola?" Eugene raised his eyebrows as he stated this. Melanie took a sip of tea and instantly felt much better. She was not interested in discussing Viola with Eugene. "Isn't it enough that you're happy with her? Does it matter what I think of her?" "Oh, very." Her tone was not very pleasant as she added, "Why are you here?" Eugene's phone, which was on the coffee table, rang. He lowered his eyes and sized up Melanie. The next second, he looked away, picked up his phone on the coffee table, and responded to the message. His eyes landed on Melanie's slim waist before he chuckled. "What do you think I'm here for?" They had a tacit understanding after so many years of being intimate. By the end of it, Eugene even carried Melanie to the bathroom to wash up. She wore a... However, he left a lot of marks on Melanie's body. Some of them did not fade the next day. Melanie thought that deliberately covering up would attract more attention, so simple long, sleeved shirt and high, waisted pants. She looked very smart and chic. Melanie did not notice that Eugene had accidentally given her a hickey on the side of her neck. However, others noticed it. Viola's face was glum all day long, and she stared at Melanie from time to time. During their lunch break, Melanie could hear Viola and Eugene quarreling in the president's office. Shortly after, Viola came out with red eyes and slammed the door shut. When she passed by Melanie, she paused and left in a huff. Melanie packed her things calmly because she had to meet a client in the afternoon. When Melanie came back from the client meeting, Viola's eyes were still red. Melanie guessed that it was probably because of their quarrel. However, Melanie did not care and took a document to Eugene. She handed the file and said, "I need your signature." Eugene hummed, looked at her neck with a frown, and asked, "Why didn't you cover it up? Do you want her to see it?" Melanie said, "I didn't notice." She finally knew why Viola quarreled with Eugene. He was also looking for someone to blame. Melanie offered, "I can explain it to her if necessary." Eugene paused while holding his pen and sneered. He asked calmly, "How will you explain it?" "I can tell her that I slept with someone else. It has nothing to do with you, Melanie." After hearing her words, Eugene was silent for a long time. He looked at her expressionless face, which seemed as if she really did not care who she slept with last night. Eugene poked his inner cheek with his tongue and threw the pen on the table. He asked in a mocking tone, "Do you think that I'm just some random guy?" Melanie lowered her eyes. "I just don't want her to overthink it." Eugene picked up the pen, signed the document, and threw the document to Melanie without any emotion. "Okay. You can explain it to her yourself. Melanie hummed and was about to leave with the document when Eugene stopped her. "From now on, get Viola to come to me." Melanie paused in her footsteps. Eugene looked at her coldly and continued, "You don't need to come here anymore." Somehow, Eugene managed to coax Viola. When Melanie saw them the next day, Viola was smiling again. Viola held Eugene's arm and greeted Melanie without a suspicious gaze, unlike yesterday. Viola wore her emotions on her sleeve when chatting with her colleagues. They talked about relationships and teased each other. Thus, what happened between Viola and Eugene spread throughout the company. Even though Melanie was sitting there, the others still joked about her. 1. Eugene probably assured Viola yesterday, so Viola was not as evasive as before and talked to Melanie. "Melanie, are you dating someone?" Melanie stopped clicking the mouse and looked up at her. "Did Eugene tell you?" "He didn't." Viola frowned slightly and laughed. "He said it was your private matter." "I just guessed it." Viola looked straight at Melanie because the hickey was still visible on Melanie's neck. Melanie lowered her eyes and looked at Viola calmly. Viola was clearly nervous and doubtful, as if she was afraid that she would not hear the answer she wanted. Melanie looked at her. Before Viola's smile faded, Melanie said calmly, "Yeah, I have a boyfriend." As soon as she finished speaking, the door of the president's office opened, and Eugene walked out. He looked at Melanie indifferently. However, he averted his gaze a second later. Viola smiled brightly, walked over, and held Eugene's arm affectionately. "Eugene, I guessed it right. Melanie is dating someone." Eugene lowered his head and hummed. He looked at Melanie and casually asked, "Since when?" Melanie's body stiffened, but she answered, "A few days ago." Viola took Eugene's hand and asked in a low voice, "Can Melanie bring her boyfriend to the upcoming party? I want to see what kind of man Melanie is interested in." Melanie frowned and was about to refuse when Eugene said, "Sure. I'm also curious who Miss Smith is dating." He did not give her a chance to refuse. They did not even tell her what kind of party it was and simply made a decision on her behalf. Melanie was not in a good mood. When she was driving home, she got distracted and did not notice that her gas tank was leaking until the traffic police stopped her at an intersection. She could not drive her car and had to get it towed by the service center. However, it was difficult to get a taxi here. Melanie waited on the roadside for more than 10 minutes but could not get one. Seeing that her phone battery was about to die, she pursed her lips and called Eugene. However, an automated voice came through. "The number you have dialed is currently unavailable." Melanie paused, checked the number, and called him again. The automated message sounded again. Melanie did not give up. This time, she slowly typed in the familiar phone number before dialing. However, all she heard again was, "The number you have dialed is currently unavailable." Eugene was sitting on the sofa in a private room at GT Bar. He picked up a grape and slowly peeled it. He put the pulp onto a plate with a fork and pushed it in front of Viola. "Eat this." Viola looked at him shyly. "There are so many people here." Eugene wiped his hands and leaned back on the sofa languidly. Chapter 14. Viola lowered her head and said shyly, "That's not what I meant." Someone cheered from the side. "Eugene, what's wrong with you? Why are you acting all whipped now?" Eugene laughed heartily and looked at Viola with his dark eyes. He said nonchalantly, "I gotta pamper my girl." The laughter became even louder. Someone suddenly said, "I used to think that Eugene's type was Melanie." The private room became quiet, and the smile on Viola's face froze. She bit her lip and looked at Eugene. Eugene's expression did not change at all. He looked languid and relaxed as he lowered his eyes and said calmly, "I don't like her. She was the one who clung to me." After he finished speaking, that person added, "We have never seen Eugene change his phone number for anyone." "Girl, You're a special one to him. Eugene frowned. Who are you calling your girl? Watch it. After joking for a while, someone suddenly said, By the way, Stephen York is coming over later. Eugene, do you know that Stephen is back in Jepton? Viola was curious and asked Eugene quietly, Who's Stephen? Eugene replied, Just a friend. Viola nodded obediently and retreated to the side. If she read Eugene's expression correctly, Eugene was a little hostile when he said that. Viola kept up her good girl act for so many years, so it came naturally to her. However, when she glanced at Eugene, who was next to her, her heart started pounding. Viola knew that Eugene was out of her league, especially when she compared herself with a capable woman like Melanie. However, when she thought of Melanie, she thought about what Eugene said earlier. He did not like Melanie. It was Melanie who clung to him. Viola felt an inexplicable sense of superiority in her heart. No matter how capable Melanie was, Eugene still chose Viola. Eugene even changed his personal number because Viola was unhappy with it. He also told everyone except Melanie. Viola was still immersed in her smug thoughts when the person she despised appeared at the door. Melanie was wearing a coat as she walked in behind a tall man. Someone greeted the man. Yo, Stephen. Stephen was an elegant gentleman who had a bookish look. He was handsome and had a faint smile on his face. He exuded a noble yet approachable vibe. Viola subconsciously looked at Eugene, only to see him frowning slightly and staring at Melanie. Viola stretched out her hand and tugged on Eugene's sleeve. She whispered, Eugene, I'm a little thirsty. Can you pour me a glass of water? Only then did Eugene look away from Melanie. The moment he looked away, Melanie turned and met Viola's gaze. Viola was stunned for a moment. She then forced herself to show a harmless smile and greeted Melanie. Melanie nodded and found a place to sit down. The people in the room were all familiar with Stephen. After saying hello, they asked, Stephen, why did you come with Melanie? They did not notify Melanie about their gathering and were just talking about her behind her back, which was a bit awkward. Stephen smiled gently and said, I bumped into her on the way here, so we came together. Really? That's quite a coincidence. Eugene poured himself a glass of wine. Then he poured another glass and pushed it in front of Stephen. Do you want a drink? Stephen pushed it back and said, No, thanks. Mel's car broke down, so I'll send her home later. Chapter 15. Eugene's eyes fell on Melanie, who said nonchalantly, My car broke down on the road. Melanie picked up the glass of wine that Eugene pushed to Stephen and said, I can drink on his behalf if you want someone to drink with. Drink on his behalf. Eugene spoke through clenched teeth. He looked at them playfully and said casually, Miss Smith, what's your relationship with Mr. York that you can drink in his stead? Melanie frowned. The displeasure in Eugene's tone was obvious. Viola, who had been silent, suddenly asked in surprise, Mr. York, are you Melanie's boyfriend? Melanie was startled. She glanced at Viola with cold eyes and was just about to speak when Eugene said, Is that so? Eugene stared at Melanie with deep eyes and waited for her answer. Don't embarrass Mel. Stephen was as gentle as ever. He had a friendly smile on his face as he replied on behalf of Melanie. We're just friends. Since Stephen said so, the others had nothing else to say. Melanie got up and excused herself to the bathroom. It was a coincidence that she and Stephen met. Stephen had just returned from a business trip. He said that he had to attend a gathering and asked her if she would like to tag along. Melanie did not want to delay his schedule, so she followed him over. She did not expect that Eugene and Viola would be at this gathering. She felt frustrated as she washed her hands. She wanted to sit outside and wait for a while before sending a message to Stephen to tell him that she would leave first. But as soon as she stepped out of the bathroom, someone blocked her path. Eugene held his phone and lowered his eyes to look at the screen. When Melanie came out of the bathroom, he slowly raised his eyelids to look at her. "Are you planning to get back together with Stephen?" Almost everyone in their circle knew that Stephen liked Melanie. Stephen was also one of the rare people that Melanie could click with among Eugene's circle of friends. Melanie paused slightly and thought of explaining herself. "But somehow," she said, "won't you feel more relieved that way?" Eugene snorted lightly. "What does it have to do with me? Didn't you get Viola to ask me if I had a boyfriend?" Melanie looked at him calmly. "Eugene, what kind of answer do you want to hear?" No one was in this corridor. The plush carpet made Melanie feel like she was stepping on clouds. Melanie clenched her fists and continued, "I couldn't get through to you today." Eugene's dark eyes fell on her face. Melanie used to like looking into Eugene's eyes the most. She always felt that there was another side of Eugene hidden in them that others could not see. However, when she looked into his eyes now, she suddenly found that there was nothing else besides indifference. Melanie's eyelashes trembled, but she did not let her tears fall. Eugene said, "I changed my number. Viola doesn't like my old number." Melanie and Eugene registered their phone numbers at the same time, so their numbers were very similar. The only difference was in the last two digits. Also, Eugene took two steps forward and suddenly stopped. He turned back to look at Melanie and said in a casual tone, "She'll feel more at ease if you're dating someone." When Melanie returned to the private room, the group was playing truth or dare. It was Viola's turn, and her dare was to kiss Eugene in public. The group cheered loudly. Viola was shy and snuggled into Eugene's arms. Melanie said goodbye to Stephen in a low voice and told him to have fun. Stephen stood up and said, "I'll take you home." His voice was not loud, but the private room was quiet at that moment, so everyone heard him clearly. "Imo." Viola broke the silence with a chuckle. "Melanie, you must tell me if you're dating someone." Chapter 16. Melanie lowered her eyelashes. "I will." Viola pulled Eugene back to play the game. Eugene followed her and did not glance at Melanie. After leaving the bar, Melanie turned around and thanked Stephen. "Thank you for just now." Stephen said warmly, "You're welcome. I'll take you home." "No need." Before Melanie could finish her sentence, Stephen interrupted her and pointed to the sky. "It's going to rain heavily tonight. It's not safe for you to go home alone." Stephen was insistent, so Melanie could not refuse and followed Stephen. Stephen had a sense of propriety. After sending Melanie home, he left without asking any questions. Melanie was still wearing his coat, which Stephen lent to her when she accidentally made her shirt dirty while towing her car earlier. She thought about returning it after washing it. The light drizzle turned into a heavy rain at midnight. Melanie did not like thunder, so she closed all the doors and windows beforehand. At 2 a.m., Melanie heard the sound of her digital door lock. She was not asleep yet. Her heart sank, and she walked into the living room. Eugene had taken off his coat and was sitting on the sofa, pouring himself a glass of water. He had a chilly air about him because he was just outside. Melanie paused. "Why are you here?" Eugene did not answer. He put down the cup and stood up. He started to unbutton his shirt to reveal his muscular body. Then he casually pulled out his belt and unbuttoned his pants. He said softly, "Bring me some clothes. I want to take a shower." Eugene left some of his clothes at Melanie's house in the past. Melanie did not throw them away but kept them nicely. By the time she took out his clothes, Eugene had already gone into the bathroom. The sound of the shower seemed to drown out the heavy rain outside. Melanie put on a jacket and waited for him in the living room. Eugene knocked on the bathroom door and said, "Bring it here." Melanie put down her phone and picked up his clothes. Before she could knock, the bathroom door opened from the inside. Eugene stood in front of her without bothering to cover up. Melanie subconsciously averted her gaze. He sneered. Why are you shy when you've already seen everything? Melanie remained calm. It's better if we keep a distance now.
Why?
Who are you doing this for? Eugene put on his pants and threw the clothes aside. He pulled Melanie into the bathroom and forced himself onto her. He said in a mocking tone. Is it because Stephen is back? Melanie frowned and looked at Eugene. That was when she noticed Eugene's bloodshot eyes. His usually indifferent eyes were also a little dazed. Eugene was drunk. Melanie came to her senses immediately. There were only a handful of times when Eugene got drunk. The only time Melanie remembered Eugene getting drunk was the year she started dating Eugene. It was back when Eugene just started his career. At the time, Melanie went to pick him up. Eugene put his arm around her waist and said a lot of incomprehensible words. Seeing how distracted Melanie was, Eugene was upset and stretched out his hand to pinch Melanie's chin. He looked at her condescendingly, scrutinized her face, and frowned deeply. How ugly. Melanie slapped his hand away and bent down to pick up his clothes. She asked, then who's pretty? Eugene stopped talking. He pushed Melanie away, walked out of the bathroom, and lay down on the sofa in the living room. Melanie wanted to wake him up and tell him to go back to his house, but she gave up when she saw his frown. Early the next morning, when Melanie got up, she saw Eugene sitting in the living room with a grim face. When he saw Melanie, he rubbed his temples and said, "Don't tell Viola." Chapter 17. What is there to tell? Melanie said in a soft voice while warming up a glass of milk. She had her period, so she did not feel like drinking coffee. She asked Eugene. Do you want a drink? What answered her was Eugene shutting the door. It rained last night, so the road was wet. Melanie's car was still being repaired, so she had to take a taxi to the office. When she went downstairs, she saw Eugene, who pulled a long face and acted as if he had not seen Melanie. Thus, Melanie thought it was wise not to carpool with him to work. Melanie arrived at the office a few minutes later than usual. As soon as she entered the office, she heard muffled laughter. She looked up and saw several colleagues gathered around Viola. On Viola's desk was a bag that contained several cups of coffee from the cafe downstairs. Viola smiled as soon as she saw Melanie and greeted her innocently. Melanie, come and have breakfast. Melanie shook her head. No, thanks. I already had breakfast. But I bought a cup of coffee for everyone using Eugene's money. Viola no longer addressed Eugene as Mr. Scott. She took out a cup of coffee and handed it over to Melanie. Here. Your favorite Americano without sugar. Melanie looked at Viola's baby face without much expression. Thank you, but I don't feel like drinking coffee today. The smile on Viola's face faded. She retracted her hand in embarrassment and said in a weak voice, Sorry, Melanie. Melanie said nothing. During her lunch break, she passed by the lounge and overheard a colleague saying, Why is Melanie being so arrogant? Viola is now Mr. Scott's girlfriend. Melanie was only focused on the fact that Viola was Eugene's girlfriend. Eugene liked to fool around before. He had all kinds of women around him, but he never claimed any of them to be his girlfriend. Even Melanie was not his girlfriend. Melanie was absent, minded all afternoon until Eugene suddenly went to her after work. You need to go on a business trip with Walker next week. The door to the office was open. Eugene's voice was cold. Melanie knew that Viola could see everything in the office from her position. Melanie said, Okay. If there's nothing else, I'll get going first. She always had a hard time during her period because her back ached and her stomach was uncomfortable. Melanie calculated the days and thought that her period was ahead of schedule. Why didn't you drink the coffee that Viola bought for you? Eugene asked in a low voice. He looked at Melanie with his dark eyes. Melanie's body ached, so she frowned and replied, "I don't feel well, so I don't feel like drinking coffee." Eugene paused for a moment. He said casually, "She thought she offended you somehow and felt aggrieved." Melanie immediately realized that Viola had complained to Eugene. She looked at Eugene and said calmly, "So, next time when she offers you something, just take it." When Melanie opened the door and went out, she met Viola's gaze. Viola looked at Melanie warily and smiled. Melanie was not bothered to put up a friendly act, so she returned to her desk, packed her things, and left. When she looked up, she saw Viola holding Eugene's arm unabashedly. Melanie paused when she heard Viola say, "Melanie, you must remember to come to the gathering this weekend." Only then did Melanie remember that she was forced to attend a dinner party on the weekend. She also had to bring her boyfriend with her. The next second, Viola said playfully, "You can bring Mr. York too." Chapter 18. Before Melanie left the office, she went to the bathroom. As expected, her period came early. It was not easy to hail a taxi at the LEAPCO office building, so Melanie had to walk a few hundred meters out. Eugene's car drove out of the underground parking lot and stopped in front of her. He lowered the car window to reveal his handsome face and asked casually, "Didn't you drive today?" Melanie paused and replied, "I sent my car for repair." She lowered her eyes. She already said that her car was sent for repair last night, but Eugene did not listen. "Are you going home or somewhere else?" Eugene asked. "Home. Come in then." Eugene gestured. Melanie looked over to Viola, who was in the passenger seat. Viola's smile was stiff. She frowned slightly and reminded Eugene in a low voice, "Aren't we supposed to buy something? We won't want to bother Melanie." Eugene raised his eyes and looked at Melanie. "Do you mind waiting for a while?" Melanie did not mind, but she clearly saw Viola's unwillingness. She paused and said, "No, thanks. My friend will drop by to pick me up later." Coincidentally, her phone rang as soon as she finished speaking. It was Stephen. Melanie did not know why Stephen called, but she shook her phone and said, "I have to take this." Viola immediately turned to look at Eugene, feigning anger. "Look, I told you we would bother Melanie." However, Viola's tone was clearly relieved. Melanie did not say anything else and went aside to answer the phone. Eugene stared at Melanie until Viola tugged on his sleeve. Viola bit her lip and looked at Melanie's figure in the rearview mirror. Melanie stood upright. Her long hair was blowing in the wind, and her facial features were delicate. She had a slight smile on her face. It was hard not to feel a sense of crisis when Viola compared herself to a woman like Melanie. Viola's eyelashes trembled. Then she hugged Eugene's arm aggrievedly and said in a soft voice, "Eugene, are you still hung up on Melanie?" The emotions in Eugene's eyes faded. He looked down at Viola and said softly, "I was just wondering when she and Stephen started dating." Viola froze and sounded aggrieved. "Why do you care?" Eugene sneered and said in a contemptuous tone, "I just feel sorry for Stephen." After coaxing Viola, Eugene stepped on the accelerator and drove away. Melanie heard the sound of the car starting and looked back to see that Eugene's car was far gone. She pursed her lips and rested for a while before agreeing to Stephen's invitation to have dinner. Stephen was nearby, so he came to pick her up. He held a small bag in his hand and handed it to Melanie. "I was in a hurry last night, so I did get to give this to you." Stephen was always like this, gentle and considerate. Melanie felt very comfortable with him. He was one of the few friends that Melanie could share a meal with. Therefore, her request seemed unreasonable. Melanie hesitated for a long time and did not say anything. Instead, Stephen noticed how hesitant she was and asked with concern, "Did something happen?" Melanie lowered her eyes. "It's not a big deal. I can handle it myself." Stephen hummed and said with a smile, "But you look very troubled. Do you want to talk about it?" He paused and said tentatively, "Is it because of Eugene and his girlfriend?" Most people in the circle knew about Melanie and Eugene, but Eugene refused to admit it, so no one dared to speak openly about it. Stephen was also afraid that he was prying. Just as he was about to say something, Melanie tried to keep calm as she asked, "Will you be my boyfriend?" Chapter 19. Melanie was so direct that Stephen was at a loss for words. "It doesn't matter if you don't want to." Melanie lowered her eyes and felt like she had made a mistake. "I was just asking casually. Don't take it seriously." Stephen was silent for a moment before he said, "I'm sorry, Mel. Can I ask why?"
"It's nothing,"
Melanie said, "I've been single for too long, so I think I should start dating." She did not mention Eugene, and Stephen did not ask. After dinner, Stephen sent her back home. As a result, she bumped into Eugene at the entrance of the neighborhood. Eugene's black Bentley was parked next to Stephen's car. Eugene glanced at Melanie, who had just gotten out of the car, before he looked at Stephen. Stephen greeted Eugene. "Good evening." Eugene hummed and said meaningfully, "Miss Smith, it seems like you're not just capable of doing business." Melanie could hear the sarcasm, but she did not understand why Eugene was mocking her. Eugene was dating Viola, yet he was afraid that Viola would feel insecure, so he hinted that Melanie should find herself a boyfriend. Why was he mocking her now? Melanie lowered her eyes for a moment and turned to Stephen to say goodbye. "Sorry to trouble you. I'll wash your coat before returning it to you." Stephen smiled and shook his head. "It's fine. It's just an old coat." Melanie knew that Stephen was just saying this to be polite. She had overstepped her bounds by asking Stephen a sensitive question. The reason Stephen still sent her home was due to his good upbringing. Melanie had her period, so she was in so much pain that she broke into a cold sweat in the middle of the night. With a pale face, she went out to the living room to get some painkillers. Then she huddled on the sofa in discomfort and fell asleep. When she woke up the next morning, her body was sore. Her hands and feet were also cold. Her phone kept vibrating due to the messages on WhatsApp. Melanie forgot when she joined this group chat with Eugene's circle of friends. They were all talking about getting ready to go to the party. Melanie thought about it for a moment and sent a message saying that she was not feeling well, so she would not join them today. Then she put down her phone. She went to the kitchen and cooked some soup for herself. It was warm and comforting, so she felt much better. Melanie only had half a bowl of soup when the doorbell rang. She put down her spoon and opened the door to see Eugene standing there in casual attire with a cold expression. His eyes fell on Melanie's face before he slowly frowned and asked, "Do you have a fever?"
"No, I just have my period," Melanie said.
Her menstruation cycle was very consistent. Eugene used to remember it because he would never go to her during her period. Melanie used to think that Eugene was being thoughtful, but she later realized that he just found it troublesome. "Is something wrong?" Melanie asked. Melanie's fingers felt cold again because she could feel the breeze at the door. Eugene looked at his phone and said, "It's still early. Shall I take you to the hospital?" He said this casually. It was obvious that he did not mean it and only offered it to be polite. Melanie paused and said, "No, it's not that serious." Hearing this, Eugene did not say anything else. He looked at his phone and replied to a message before he left. When Melanie returned to the dining table, her soup was already slightly cold. Melanie originally planned to rest at home, but she did not expect that Eugene would come back. This time, he brought Viola with him. Chapter 20. When Melanie saw Viola, she concealed her annoyance very well and asked, "What's the matter?" Viola was dressed up. She put on makeup, which made her already delicate face look even more innocent.
She looked like a girl, next, door type. Melanie, the department manager sent a document that needs to be revised. I wanted to revise the document at home and skip the party today, but... At this point, Viola glanced at Eugene, who was next to her, then continued, but Eugene said that I can ask you to help since you're not going today. Melanie looked down at the file Viola was holding. They were so sure that she would agree to help. She raised her eyes and looked at Eugene. You want me to help? Simon and the others are waiting for me and Viola. Since you're not going, you might as well work overtime. Eugene looked at Melanie indifferently and said, you can claim overtime pay for this. Melanie felt a pain in her lower abdomen. After some time, she said, I'm sorry, but I'm not feeling well. Eugene raised his eyebrows and stared at Melanie for a while. Just when Melanie thought he was about to say something, Viola said, I told you that Melanie wouldn't agree to it. Eugene, I think it's better if I go back and revise this document. After all, I shouldn't bother Melanie with everything. Viola's tone was distressed and self-reproaching. Melanie lowered her eyes and remained silent for a moment. Then she raised her head and said, give it to me. I'll do it. However, before Melanie could take the document, she felt a sudden pain in her stomach, which made her legs give out. Melanie was about to fall when a strong hand held her arm. She raised her head and saw that Eugene was holding onto her right elbow. Can you get up? He asked in a deep voice. Yes, please help me up. Melanie was about to hold onto Eugene's arm when Viola suddenly stopped her. Melanie, let me help you. Melanie did not know if Viola was really weak or if she was doing it on purpose. Viola supported Melanie and suddenly let go of her. Fortunately, Melanie had already stabilized herself. Otherwise, she would have fallen down again. Viola looked frightened and said, Melanie, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to let go. I didn't expect you to be so heavy. Melanie had a poor complexion, and she did not have the energy to deal with them anymore, so she said, leave the document here. I need to rest. It was clear that she was kicking them out, but some people just could not understand it. Eugene looked at her and said without hesitation, you should go to the hospital. Melanie said, it's just a period. There's no point in going to the hospital. That's right, Eugene. Viola bit her lip and looked at Melanie. Menstrual pain will pass after a while. It's no big deal. No big deal? Melanie chewed on these words. Last time, when Melanie was at the Scott residence, Viola was on her period and asked Eugene to go to the other side of the city to buy her dessert. How was it no big deal when it was Melanie's period? Melanie was insistent on staying at home. Viola also persuaded Eugene, so they left for the party. Melanie stood at the door for a while with the document in hand before going back inside and closing the door. Hearing the sound of the door closing, Viola, who was waiting in the elevator lobby, immediately looked aggrieved. She lowered her head and asked Eugene, "Is Melanie very important to you? Why are you so concerned about her period?" Moreover, Eugene had been standing behind Viola. But when Melanie was about to fall earlier, Eugene pushed Viola away to support Melanie. The more Viola thought about it, the gloomier her face became. However, she could not get angry with Eugene, so she could only blame Melanie for the problem. That was because Viola had always played the part of a good girl in front of Eugene.